If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Good morning to you. Happy Saturday. The weekend is here once again. And, of course, today being Saturday, that means 2 hours of the Garden America radio show. Thank you so much for being right there, 7 minutes after the hour. Lines are open because, they're always open, but no guest scheduled the first hour. 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or john@gardenamerica.com with your questions and comments. As I mentioned, no guest first hour. Second hour, though, we do have a guest, Celeste Wheeler, I believe, will be with us, Tiger.
Yeah, Celeste Wheeler with EB Stone Organics. We'll be talking about fertilizers, soils, organic fertilizing, because that's their specialty over there at EB Stone. So,
you know, a lot of our listeners think that it's fertilizer every week when they turn the radio on and hear our show. So,
at least it's organic.
Yeah. It is organic, yes. Yeah. It's clean, organic, and it's good for the earth.
Happy Earth Day, by the way.
It's Earth Day.
I was going to say, it's my son's birthday. He's 2 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Earth Day
baby.
Wow.
It was birthday for him.
Yeah, birthday Earth Day.
I remember the first Earth Day. Of course, you don't, but I was back in junior high, and it was a big deal. They were trying to explain to us what this means.
Uh-huh.
We have to take care of the planet. We have to be conscious.
You know, I heard an argument this week that you should not recycle because it's bad for the environment.
Now it's bad for the environment?
Well, that was this one person's point of view.
Based on what is the foundation of...
Well, the amount of resources and energy that it's used up in recycling all that material is a drain on the planet, and it's better for the planet to just dump the garbage altogether.
Now, we should make it a point here that this is not what John is saying.
No, I'm just saying I heard that.
You heard that. Well, of course, we're going to get emails and, you know, questions and phone calls, and I heard John say that we shouldn't recycle. That's not what you're saying. It's another point of view.
Well, it also goes like people that say, okay, you know, when you're in a drought, but don't plant a vegetable garden.
Right.
And it's like, well, okay, I get it. It takes resources to have a vegetable garden, and sometimes vegetables are some of the most water-needing plants there are. But at the same time, is it better to grow your own product and then be able to harvest it and utilize it and use that resource towards that, or do nothing at all and then, like what you're saying, you know, have lettuce come from the Central Valley or wherever it may come from and, you know, take all the resources to get it here? It's hard. There's always the point-counterpoint, and it's really a difficult thing to sometimes justify in different ways. But ultimately, I feel whenever you're doing something good for the environment, whether it's the littlest bit about recycling or growing your own
borrow from Peter crop. To pay Paul.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
A little bit of that analogy.
Well, I've been an environmentalist since 1961.
Right. So you know what? Good for you.
Which is when Rachel Carson published Silent Spring. And I still am today, but, you know, it's environmentalism has become a religion, and
yeah,
people are just wacko. There's no common sense to what they're doing.
Right.
And I'm definitely not for that. You know, I'm for doing common sense things for the environment.
Responsible thing, the common sense as it pertains to the environment.
Speaking of Rachel Carson, you know she's one of my favorite people, and I really admire her. I think I told you that I'm trying to think of when eBay started. Was it about 15 years ago, Tiger?
Oh, eBay? Well, longer, but maybe 20?
20 years ago?
I think, yeah, 20.
Yeah,
I was
going
to say, I'm trying to think of where I was in my life.
And where I was the first time I went on and did some bidding.
Yeah.
And that was back in 2000.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that really impressed me as a kid in junior high was seeing a television special called The Silent Spring of Rachel Carson. It was a CBS documentary or ABC, one of those network documentaries. And at the time when the internet came out and you could go on and you could start buying DVDs, I wanted to get a copy of this. I searched everywhere and it wasn't available. You could find references to it, but you could not see the actual video again. So I was on eBay, had just started. I was looking at things there, and somebody was offering the tape reels of the show for sale.
The actual reels?
Yeah, the actual reels, 60 millimeter reels. So I didn't know at the time what I could do with it, but I just thought it would be a cool it'd be a cool piece of memorabilia. And I think I paid, I'm trying to think, like $25. $30.
The same reels they used at the network or station, TV station.
To broadcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they sent them to me, and they've sat in my closet for 20 years. And when I was at the San Francisco Flower Show, I saw this company that also has a outlet here in San Diego, over on Claremont Mesa Boulevard.
Are you talking about San Diego Audio Video? There's a place that'll take whatever you have, whatever source.
Yeah, this place is called, I think this place is called Yes We Can.
Okay.
No, Yes We Scan.
Okay, okay.
Yes We Scan. And so they're going to make
DVDs for you?
They're going to make a DVD for me from it. It's going to cost like around $600 or something.
Oh, wait a minute, really?
Yeah.
That seems expensive.
I know, but if it's the only one in the world,
well, you should,
I'd like to have a copy of it. I'd like to see it again.
You should have them put it on all medias for you. You should get it on a tape, on a DVD.
Well, I'm going to get
a flash
drive of it.
Yeah.
Have you committed to this already? Because I have a person in mind that they're in the business to do this.
Yeah, they're already working on it.
Okay, then, well, there you go.
So we'll see. And they asked me what it was, and I told them about it.
They had no idea. Who, what, where?
No, they never even heard of Rachel Carson. But they liked the idea and everything. And they said, now you're sure that's what this is? And I said, you know, it could be a porn film for all I know.
You bought this on eBay, and you could never play it since you bought it.
I've never seen it.
You're hoping that's what it is. Well, that's
interesting. No, I'd rather have it be Rachel Carson.
I'm saying you're hoping that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Carson, not
right,
the other.
Right.
That's funny.
You know, kind of a melancholy or fact about that, her making that special. She was dying of cancer while she was filming it.
Wow.
And she died shortly thereafter. She was really an amazing person, though. She worked she wrote pamphlets for the Department of Agriculture. And she ended up winning, I think it was a Pulitzer Prize for a book. She was a marine biologist. She wrote The Sea Around Us. But she would take the most complicated scientific theories and put them into phrases that were almost like poetry that the common person could read.
Understand.
Yeah, and understand. You go, wow.
So what's a takeaway from her? What is she known for? What are some of her biggest accomplishments?
Well, by far, what she's most known for is being the first person to alert the world about the dangers of pesticides, just indiscriminately spraying them over.
And that's back in 61 or thereabouts.
Yeah, they were
maybe
doing
late
things.
50s.
That's back when the chlorinated hydrocarbons were just being sprayed everywhere. And I remember that one of her stories was down south. I'm trying to think of the chemical. It was either Aldrin or Dialdrin. They decided they had to eradicate fire ants. Back then, fire ants had just come into the south and invaded the south. So from airplanes, they just sprayed these chemicals everywhere. And mammals were dying. I mean, birds were falling out of the
right.
trees. I mean, the devastation was unbelievable. And no one had ever done the research to see if it killed fire ants. And it didn't affect fire ants at all.
Wow.
But it sure did a number on the environment. And people were doing those kinds of things without thinking. You know, DDT was still popular.
That's the last thing that I remember, DDT. And that was back in the 70s. That wasn't that long ago.
Right. And everyone, they did research and they found that the human body stores DDT in your fat cells. And they found everyone in the world had DDT stored in their system except the Eskimos. And the reason they did that was they had some Eskimos come down to the U.S. They did tests on them. And as a result of their stay here, they had minute traces because of the food they ate. All the food that we were eating at the time contained DDT. And it takes DDT 60 years, anywhere from 30 to 60 years, to break down in the environment.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we've all got DDT.
Well, I don't know if we still have it. We might, though.
Yeah.
Okay, John's Quote of the Week is coming up after the break. And again, this is open phones for the entire hour. And we'll give you open phones again next hour, but we do have a guest scheduled hour number two. So the earlier the better, 16 minutes after the hour. It's a toll-free number, by the way, to get through. Questions, comments at 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825. Or if you prefer, send us something to john@gardenamerica.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bayer Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
All right, 22 minutes after the hour, back here with your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Happy Saturday here. This is Garden America at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. DJ's left to hit the post.
Yeah.
All right. All right, John. So I'm going to toss it to you. I've had enough fun with the music.
Well, I guess that means you want the quote of the week.
I would like the quote of the week.
I like the quote this week.
And then I want phone calls.
I found this quote because we have just a few of the pine berries and the Marshall strawberries that we've been talking about over the last 3 or 4 weeks. We have a few of those left, and we can ship those right away. So if you get your orders in this week, I can almost guarantee that you'll get some plants.
Almost guarantee. That's the key word there.
But anyway, I found this quote from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
I like the way you say that again.
Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. That's my three semesters of first semester German. Coming into play.
Yes, it is.
Three semesters of first semester German.
That's right. You know what? I got the same grade every time. A D.
Of course you did. That sounds like me in math.
And he said, one must ask children and birds how cherries and strawberries taste.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was great.
That's very good, yeah. Wasn't it you last week that said birds can't smell?
Right.
I didn't know that. Of course, yes, I haven't verified that. I haven't looked that up.
I wonder if they taste also, because if you look at their tongues, they have very, almost like callous
they
tongues.
They don't taste.
Yeah.
Don't smell or taste.
Well, how boring is that?
Well, I can tell you.
Okay, John. But you taste bad, though, right now, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I do.
That's another story.
The imagine if you were a buzzard.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And am I circling?
No, just what you're eating.
You're eating carrion.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got your beaks down in there. You can't smell. If you could smell or taste that stuff.
It would gag.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got some emails, but we are taking phone calls also. San Diego, usually we do this the second hour,
right.
And San Diego's not on the second hour, so they usually don't get to do this unless they're listening somewhere else.
So we want anybody anywhere to call us, but especially in San Diego on our
take advantage of this.
Our hometown station, AM 1210 KPRZ, that's 855-424-9825. And we've got some emails, John, you said?
We do. This one is from Steve in Simi Valley. And he says, hello, John, Brian, and Tiger. I'm on the hunt for yellow sweet pea seeds. I can't seem to find them. Happy Saturday, Steve.
Mm. You like North Shore. That's your favorite.
The North Shore is a collection of sweet peas.
But you like that line, that collection. That's your favorite.
I used to.
Now you don't.
I'm not so sure anymore.
Okay.
I haven't planted sweet peas for a few years.
Let me know so I can update my information on you.
All right. But yellow sweet peas are not very common.
No.
You don't have yellow sweet peas at your store.
No.
But see, this is typical Steve in Simi Valley. This is what we like about Steve.
Yeah.
He doesn't want what's common.
He's the plant hunter.
You know who has one of the best selection of those is the Renee's line of sweet peas.
She's the one that has the North Shore.
Oh, yeah. Does she really?
Right. But I don't think she has yellow.
You don't think? Yeah.
No.
So,
Steve, if you're listening and you've got a pencil out, there's a company in England, and it's called, or the website is englishsweetpeas.co.uk. So englishsweetpeas.co.uk. And they have the regular yellow sweet pea, but then there's also a species sweet pea, which is... I'm trying to think, Lathyrus chrysantha or something like that.
What? You're not a Latin guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's chloranthus. I just checked it here.
Okay.
So it's Lathyrus chloranthus. So those are both there, and they do ship to the U.S. So it takes about 4 weeks, though.
Now, are you saying they do have them, or that's just a good lead?
No, they do have them.
Okay.
Yeah, they have them. They're available right now.
Wow.
And there may be somewhere in the U.S. that has them, and if anyone out there knows, they can call or send us an email, john@gardenamerica.com, and we'll pass on the information. But offhand, that's the only place I know of. You know, the English are famous for their sweet peas and delphiniums.
Well, they gather all those seeds. You know, I think that they're more into that cottage style, you know, flowery.
Well, the climate lends itself to that.
Yeah. And I love that look, though. I love that look.
You just have a huge mix of just amazing flowers, different colors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't
really
work well in Southern California, that look.
No.
It's
very temporary.
We need more rain.
Lasts about a week.
To even attempt to begin to look like that.
How are your roses doing? Are your roses blooming?
They're starting to bloom. I've noticed one thing about Green Planet this year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it has to do with fertilizing. They are so tall. They've never been this tall before. They're probably almost 6 feet.
Wow.
Did you use that fertilizer Tiger gave you?
Yeah. and I use Mulorganite. And they're just now starting to bud. But I had to prop them up because they're leaning over. They're too big. But I don't want to cut them because they're not ready yet. And they're going to look good. I just have to prop them up a little bit.
They're in a 5 gallon can, right?
No, they're in a bigger. They're in a 15.
But you know what might work is if you went to Home Depot and just bought a tomato cage.
Oh, you know what? No, I've got a tomato cage.
Oh, put the tomato cage.
But I also just remembered I've got these little sticks you put in there, and the top is kind of like a U shape, almost a closed circle.
Right.
That's just for holding up those.
Yep. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. So anyway, your question is that everything's blooming, looking good, but the fertilization. And
makes
the
soil, putting soil in the pots.
You were right about the soil. I'll tell you, that soil makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's so funny.
You know, some people try hydroponic growing where they don't use soil; they just use water. And you are one of the few people that I know that's tried aerobic growing.
Aerobic growing.
Air.
Yeah.
and for the most part, it works. But then
they
survive,
but they don't really thrive.
I should take a picture and so you can see what it looks like out there because it's like a jungle. It's good. Steve in Simi Valley would be very proud of me.
It's, you know, I mean, going into the spring, you know, the roses that I've seen in people's yards are looking just amazing compared to years past.
Time
all the
rain.
You know, and all the rain, like you're saying, and I think that people kind of realize, like, hey, we can start actually taking care of these now, and it's really looking fun out there in the gardens.
And we're going to have some more fun after we come back from the break. Lines are open. We guarantee to get you on. Call us now at 855-424-9825. Again, toll free, 855-424-9825 here, first hour, or john at gardenamerica.com. Taking a break, we are coming right back.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I've gone all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight.
Thirty-six minutes after the hour, this is hour number one, Garden America. Our guest is scheduled for hour number two. It is open phones at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825, toll-free, or john@gardenamerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio. And I'm just going to let the music fade, John.
You ready for another email?
Ready for another email, yes, sir.
Okay, this one's from Patty in San Marcos. She says, I planted the seeds... And she sent me a picture of these California poppies. Said, I planted the seeds back in November. They've been blooming for a few weeks now, and a friend of mine wondered if she could still plant seeds. Is it too late? I told her that I would find out. I would say it's too late.
Yeah, they'll probably come up,
right.
But then they'll fizzle out kind of a thing.
So at this point, it's probably better to wait till fall,
right?
Till next November, throw some out.
When did Patty plant hers?
November.
Okay, so that's the okay. 12th,
which is
December, January. Yeah.
Yeah, which is a great time to plant them for us because you
we get
a
the
little
winter
bit of rain.
Yeah.
You get time to set, and then this time of year they're in full bloom. Where if you plant them now, they're going to take about 6 weeks, and then that puts us into June, and it's going to be so hot they'll probably crisp right. up.
That's one of the problems people have with planting. We were just talking about sweet peas earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That sweet peas don't really grow much during the winter, during the fall, but you really need to plant them in October so the root system gets developed. So when they come up in the spring, you get an early display of flowers. If you plant them in the spring, by the time the flowers do come out, we get hot weather or Santa Ana or something, and it just burns all the flowers off.
Yeah. The most story I get about planting seeds is pumpkins. Everybody thinks to plant a pumpkin in October, and they want it in 30 days to have a pumpkin.
Oh,
in...
It's way too late.
Yeah.
Come on. What are you doing?
And they always are wanting to do that. I think it's so funny because you have to plant a pumpkin seed, like in, I mean, from seed.
February.
No, not that far back. But June, July, you'd probably be okay. And then by October.
Probably May would be the best time in Southern California.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Give it a few more weeks.
And... Now that you mention it, you can go to GardenAmerica.com. We have some pumpkins for sale.
Fun ones?
We do have fun ones.
Yeah, they're already carved out and everything.
Yeah.
We've got the, it's called the peanut pumpkin. Do you know about that?
No.
No.
It's a
We have the peanut pumpkin on our website?
Yeah.
And we don't know about it.
We're just hearing about
we
it.
We have, it's a pumpkin that looks like it's got growths all over it. They kind of look like peanuts, but it covers the whole outside. So it's already weird looking.
Yeah,
you don't have to. And then if you carve it.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect for Halloween.
So take a look at that. Then we also have the Lady Godiva pumpkin.
Which is, there's nothing on it at all.
Well, it's hull. There's no hulls on the seeds. So you can eat the seeds without having to spit out hulls.
Wow.
How
so
about
we have
that?
Lady Godiva, and the one that has the acne is what?
It's,
what do you call
peanut
that?
Peanut,
peanut, like peanuts.
No,
or...
it's galoud de zine.
What year was that
French.
In school?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't take French.
I didn't take
that's
French.
That's why it came out like that.
And then we have Rouge Vaf de Tom.
Try it again.
Rouge Vaf de
Tom. Okay, very good.
More commonly known as the Cinderella pumpkin. Because it's got the shape of
a carriage.
The Cinderella pumpkin.
Your fairy tale, sometimes people call it, right?
The fairy tale pumpkin. Yeah.
We've got those. And then we have one that's not really a pumpkin, but it's close because it's a giant squash.
It's a gourd.
And it's called Red Warty Thing.
Yeah. Those are fun.
A Red Warty Thing.
Red Warty Thing.
And this is all on GardenAmerica.com.
Yeah, if you look up, go under squash. The pumpkins are all listed under the squash. By the way, we have the largest selection of squash plants available on the internet.
Wow.
And that's a big
internet. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's a huge internet when you think about that.
I checked the dark web, too. There's nothing on the dark web to compare with our pumpkins.
You want to stay away from that web.
Yeah.
The deep, dark web. Let's go to Marilyn, who is standing by at 855-424-9825. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome to the show. What's going on? Give us an update.
Good morning. Nice to
talk
Marilyn. To all of you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
I received my Brandywine orange tomatoes, and your packing is so good. Not a leaf is bent.
You know, thanks.
I'm just thrilled to receive your packages.
John likes to hear that, Marilyn. Thank you very much.
I also wanted to comment about the roses. My Tiffany rose, the roses are the size of saucers.
Wow.
I can't believe it. And I got the Sexy Rexy, and that's a nice little one, too. I could just planted it about a month ago, and it's already blooming with all the rain. And I wanted to comment about a Satsuma plum that was planted 50 years ago. I was about ready to have it cut down because nothing had appeared for several years. This year, it was full of blossoms, and I'm going to get lots of plums.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
Yeah, because Satsuma is one that needs a pollinizer.
Of all the rain.
Well, Satsuma also needs a pollinizer, so if you don't have another plum, there's probably one in the neighborhood that the bees have been working on.
Yeah, exactly.
And so with the extra...
It used to produce, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
So now I have lots of plums.
Excellent.
And disappointment with the apricots because of all the winds, the blossoms blew off. So anyway, they're good and bad. But there's something in the rain, the minerals or vitamins or whatever they have, that
oxygen.
Our water doesn't. What is it?
Well, oxygen. Raindrops have oxygen, right John?
They also have dissolved nitrogen. You know, as they, most of the atmosphere is nitrogen, of course. So if you can get some of that into the soil, too, it's almost like fertilizer. But oxygen is the main thing.
Well, I'm real happy that we had the rain, but I'm glad to see it's very sunny today. So
yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you, guys. Keep up
thank
the good
you.
Work. I'm going to, order some, going to order some of your squash.
Well, all right. We've got them for you, Mary.
we want to keep you a happy customer.
What's the best one for San Luis?
Well, they'll all do well there, but I'll tell you, if you want a summer squash, I think by far the best flavored is Costata Romanesco, which is a zucchini. Costata Romanesco, right. It's a zucchini, but instead of being round or smooth, it's ribbed. And it's not watery like other zucchini. It actually is meatier. And the flavor, I think, is outstanding. And it produces really well. And then there's also a round zucchini called Tondo DiPiacenza, which is great for stuffing if you like to do that, or you can just slice it and use it like a regular zucchini, but definitely the Costata Romanesco. Then there was I think it was Bill and Chico, who just raves about the Yugoslavian finger squash. And it's one you see in the fall sometimes. It's like a white patty pan squash with fingers coming off of it. But he says that he loves using that as a when they're small, is a summer squash.
Okay, and thank you for the HB 101.
Yeah, that's what you were really
finally
got
it. I was dreading getting, you know.
And the banana tree is doing really well. It was moved to a hotter area and treated with your HB 101 and a longer light. It's going to grow. So thank
all right, all right. Take care, right. Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn. Call. That's 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com.
You know, aside from the rain having the dissolved nitrates and the oxygen, but the one thing that it's different than what we have coming out of our faucets is it doesn't have the fluorides and the
calcium,
chlorine
and all the
other stuff that, you know, really affects the soil like we're talking about. When you want to fertilize, you want to fertilize the soil. Well, you know, putting those chemicals, they might not be as bad for us, but for the soil, they're not great to have.
It is break time once again. Still time for your phone calls. One more segment, hour number one here on this Saturday. Garden America with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Again, that's 855-424-9825.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment. I want to remind you once again this hour of the Garden America Radio Show, brought to us by our good friends at Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. That's Bayer Advanced, the big sponsors of our show. We thank them for that. It is 52 minutes after the hour, 8 minutes away from the top, with news coming up top of the hour. Hour number two, 6 minutes after. But John has more emails to read, and we've got one from a friend of ours, John.
Right. Hey, I was just thinking, by the way, that if you were good at coming up with songs like Weird Al Yankovic does, you could have taken that song you just played and we could have put our Super Fantastic Tomato on.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I like that.
You should do some of those.
I should get creative. Yeah. I have all this extra time during the week.
And you've got this whole studio here.
Do something with it, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, this email is from our good friend Carla in Huntington Beach. She says, good morning, John, Brian, and Tiger. I hope all of you enjoyed your Easter observances and or celebrations. Last Saturday was my husband's birthday and a rare Saturday off from work, so all he wanted was peace and quiet. Of course, this excluded listening to the hilarity and riotousness of Garden America.
Okay.
But I have a very pressing question, so I'm glad that you're open to listeners this first hour. In order to save space, I was hoping I could combine some of the roses I have in individual containers into one large container about the size of a whiskey barrel. Can different varieties of roses successfully be grown in the same container? I think I know the answer, but need your expert information before giving up and filling said container with something else.
She sounds like me. This is something I would try
to
do.
How can I...
And then
she says,
speaking of sweet peas, ours are spectacular this year because of the rain. That might not fit in a SoCal garden, but I love them. I'm very interested in trying the yellow ones, so thank you, Steve. This email's too long for on air.
No, no, apparently not.
Apparently not. So please feel free to edit and when and if you answer my question. Oh, and happy birthday to the little tiger.
Yeah.
God bless Carla.
The little tiger cub.
Exactly.
So it depends now on the container. when you think of, I'm thinking of some of the David Austin roses. They always recommend you plant those in threes because they make a massive color. So you could stick three of those into a container, you know, like three Olivia Rose Austins or three Happy Childs or three Tamaras maybe. It might be a little pressed to put three hybrid teas in one container, but, you know, you could do that.
Give
I
it
guess.
A shot.
Certainly you could put miniatures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and three Floribundas would easily fit in there.
Yeah.
The only thing that you're going to have to watch in that with three plants in there is to make sure that you fertilize.
Yeah.
And keep them watered.
Yeah, because they're all going to be competing for all that.
Right. And then on pruning, you know, normally there's the three canes. You all want them kind of facing outwards, you know, coming from the beginning. Now, in pruning that, would you kind of almost just eliminate that third inner cane and just kind of keep them all facing outwards so you kind of keep an open center in that planting? Or what would you do there?
You could. That's
would it
especially
make a, would it make a difference?
By the beach, she's going to have mildew problems. So if there are varieties that do get mildew, it's going to be more important to keep the center open so you can get airflow through there. But a lot of the new roses, especially the ones from Cordes out of Germany, are really disease resistant, and I don't think the pruning's that important on those. Usually the shinier a leaf is, the more resistant it is to disease. Not always, but usually. And the ones coming out of Germany now have really shiny leaves. Brian, you have one, a Cordes rose, I think, wedding bells?
I do have wedding bells, yes.
And have you noticed the shiny leaves on that?
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
So usually those don't get diseases.
I just watered wedding bells yesterday or Thursday.
I mean, you know, but the nice thing is that the root system won't compete down below. So it's not so much like the root, you know, like you're saying, as long as you fertilize, as long as you water adequately for three plants, not just one.
Right.
You know, the root system will be fine in a confined space because they don't get super huge roots anyway.
No, they don't. And I was surprised. This year, I think the weather was perfect in Southern California with the amount of rain that we had almost every week and keeping the air humid. I think I told you guys I had four roses that gophers ate. And there was nothing left. I mean, not a single root on the plant. And I stuck every one of those in a container. And everyone's growing and blooming right now.
Yeah.
Should this be a time that I admit that I've got a rose planted in the same pot with sun patients?
No, that makes no sense. Yeah. I can't even believe you would do that.
Well, guess what?
It's outrageous.
They're all doing very well.
Sun patients get huge.
I had a
situation. Or unless you have the dwarf sun patients, that would be okay.
Yes, because I had a little pot problem where I was minus a pot, and I needed a place to put the rose.
We do live in California.
So I said, you're going to join the sun patients for a while.
You got help for that pot problem, didn't you?
And I'm still working on it. Anyways, I thought it would be temporary, and it's not. And the rose is huge, and the sun patients are just spilling out of the pot. Yeah. So I'm just going to keep an eye on it. It's the only pot that I've done that with.
I have a pot in front of the house that has geraniums, and back if you're from California, you're probably not familiar with the term spikes. Do you know what spikes are?
The fertilizer spikes?
No.
Tigers from California.
Yeah, tigers from California. But if you're back in the Midwest, you always plant up geranium bowls, and the geranium bowls include, obviously, geraniums, but then also dracaenas, which are called spikes back there. So you put a dracaena in the center, and then they put in an asparagus fern, either springeri or plumosa, and usually some variegated vinca vine along, and that's your geranium bowl. And they'll use those Grecian urns, and they pot these up. Mother's Day, these things sell like crazy. But everyone back there does it. So because we're from Michigan, Shannon wanted to do the same thing. But the dracaenas, which are treated as annuals back there and have this little nice spiky foliage, go well with, you know, being an upright element in that container. But
for a short period of time.
Right, for a few months until the winter kills it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, going on the third year now, these are like little trees, and that geranium pot has hardly any room for geraniums.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, we've got news coming up top of the hour on many of these fine BizTalk Radio affiliates. We are back at 6 minutes after. You can go to GardenAmerica.com, click Listen Live if your local market does not carry hour number two. In the meantime, enjoy the news, enjoy the break. We're back at 6 minutes after Saturday edition of the Garden America Radio Show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.